Gardening at its best. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mack.
And we got best demonstration garden in all of the United States and Canada. How about that?
First Lady Chrissy Haslam sharing the news with students on a field trip to the executive residence that the new kitchen and cutting garden has been named first place in this year's International Master Gardener Association search for excellence in the category of best demonstration garden.
So we're very proud of that. When we created this garden, we wanted, of course, to grow vegetables to use in the house and flowers to use in the house and serve to our guests. Also wanted a teaching garden. And we have used this garden to educate students. We've had hundreds of students come and learn about gardening, plant their first plant, maybe eat the first time they've eaten certain vegetables, I've eaten them here. And we've also welcomed teachers who come to learn about creating school gardens.
And the garden has been a big success since its completion in September of 2013. They've grown about 2,700 pounds of produce that served a guest at the residence. And more than 3,000 students and visitors have toured the garden to learn more about gardening and healthy eating.
We do want to educate people about where their food comes from. We're an agricultural state, but a lot of our children don't know how vegetables grow, where they come from, and that hopefully we can model this for other people and places that want to create teaching gardens. And this is a movement that's spreading across Tennessee and our country to teach more people about how to grow their own food and to teach children where their food comes from and how to eat more healthily.
This is the second full season for the garden at the executive residence, and they've added a greenhouse now. And First Lady Chrissy Haslam and the governor are looking forward to this year's harvest.
I am very partial to our homegrown tomatoes, and we have a lot of heirloom tomatoes, and my husband always requests corn. So he gets out there to see how tall that corn has grown. So we're looking forward to a good season this year.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.